We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go. I guess we're live here.
Are we live?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
The inaugural episode
of Today's Best Podcast. So for people that don't know, you are Whitey from KRZ, also known as Michael D. White.
Michael D. White from the S10s.
So the S10s kind of went on a hiatus.
A little bit of a hiatus. Hey, you know what? We haven't been canceled. We're just, we're in limbo, as they would say.
We're still trying to figure out some episodes. We're actually trying to figure out how we're doing this right now. We had the idea of doing a podcast together. And so here we go. We're actually on Facebook Live so we can look at questions if anybody has them. But I'm trying to get this up. I was not prepared.
Yeah, we didn't really put a lot of thought into this. We put a lot of thought into doing a podcast, doing a show together, but we didn't do much preparation beforehand. I kind of just walked in here
and we
started throwing stuff together.
I'm trying to get this up.
Here we go. All right. So how do I bring this up?
See, the problem is you put more thought into the...
doing a show together.
There we go. All right. We're good. I think.
You put more thought into the picture that that posts during the Facebook Live. Has anyone joined us yet?
I can't tell.
Well, if you're here, welcome. And if you're not, well,
they'll just listen.
You won't hear this.
Yeah. We're going to post it on Facebook or on our YouTube page or our Froggy page eventually anyway.
So... As you know Crockett, Froggy 101. You probably don't know me too well. I'm from down the hall, KRZ, on the weekends. Sometimes you can hear me filling in on nights for Fish Boy. But not only do we work together, we've been friends since, what, 2006?
2006, I think? Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's crazy because 2006 we met, we became friends, and now we both work in the same business.
I was still in high school, didn't even figure out what I wanted to do in life. You kind of guided a little bit on that.
I know, you were my intern.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And by intern, I mean we just kind of watched wrestling videos.
And he gave me an A.
Yeah.
Kutztown University.
Solid
A. They can't take my degree back, can they?
No, they definitely
can't. I already paid for it.
Yeah. So that's the crazy thing, though, is you're down the hallway at KRZ. I'm on Froggy 101. Mm-hmm. But people don't realize that in this building, there's three or four stations.
There's
WLK, there's Max 102, KRZ, and Froggy.
Yep.
And that you and I are actually friends because people think that I'm a weirdo in general because I don't talk to anybody.
You're very quiet.
Yeah, I'm a quiet on air. I'm not quiet, but in real life, I'm quiet unless you know me. You know me. Once you get to know me, I'm not quiet.
But when it comes to coworkers, you kind of keep to yourself until they really inquire. You know,
like, I'll talk to Tom. So from what I hear, Doc thinks I'm antisocial.
Yeah,
I don't know, Doc.
But understandable because he's here in the morning. He doesn't run into you very often.
Now, granted, when I open my office door, I see him.
Do you say hi?
I still don't say hi. No. Doc, every morning, Doc goes, "Hey, Croc, how you doing?" I go, "Good," and I slam my door.
See, I'm the opposite. I like talking to people.
I don't know how you do it.
But at the same time, I will not say hi first. I need someone to engage me. We just saw Alyssa from KRZ walking down the hallway. If she didn't say hi, guys. I wouldn't have said anything.
No, I wouldn't.
I get too nervous.
Not a word.
Yeah,
I would have just.
I feel like they don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. So, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. But if you, I
the
didn't
collective
know you,
view. The collective
if I didn't
view.
Know you, I would just. You may get a high out of me.
Yeah.
Usually, though, I do the, I try and, like, find a stack of papers and pretend I'm reading them.
Oh, yeah. Go through your phone. Oh, I'm replying to an email.
I did that to Doc's kid today.
Did he?
He turned around. I immediately start looking at papers, and there was nothing on them. They were blank.
No. He's going to be heartbroken.
I hope he doesn't listen, but I was like, there's
no,
nothing.
We hope he listens. I hope everybody listens to this.
Yeah, we have nobody listening right now, it looks like. But that's because we're on the Crockett page,
yeah.
And I don't use the Crockett page.
Well, how many fans do you have on the Crockett page?
It's not 7,000. There's a lot, but I don't use the Crockett page.
No, so people, and the way Facebook works is, too, sometimes you'll get a notification. Sometimes you won't until, like, after we've already shut down. We're going to try to keep this going for a while, though. We'll be talking for at least a half hour, 45 minutes. So.
Attempt to talk for a half hour. Right, 4 minutes in. I mean, that's pretty good. Better than we tried this about a year and a half ago, 2 years.
Yeah, it was the Crockett cast.
And it didn't last very long. It lasted about, I think, four episodes.
The problem with that is we had another person and
he had Dart League every time we did it.
Yeah.
And he had to leave early.
It was just a scheduling thing. Like, yeah. I work a full-time job, but I come here a lot of different nights, sometimes just to hang out and talk to you. So, like, I'm around to record anytime you need me. Unless I'm filling in down the hall.
You're doing
nights
for KRZ.
But I actually, I'm surprised that we, I don't want to say I'm surprised that, like, we both have a job in the radio business, but it's a hard business to crack into.
It's not easy.
And I didn't realize that when I first got in, because you went to college, you're a little bit older than me, so you were in college while I was still in high school. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life.
I didn't even want to be in radio.
You wanted to be on TV, right?
Our teacher, Ron Reno, I wanted to be TV. I wanted to make movies. I wanted to edit commercials, and that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to make movies. And Ron Reno, my teacher, was like, Jackass was real popular at times. So I was really big in the Jackass and jumping down hills and stuff.
Who wasn't though? I think every single one of my buddies made a Jackass movie at some point.
I walked into school one day and Ron Reno grabbed me. He says, "Where have you been all day?" And I said, I don't know. And he said, "You had to intern in college." And he's like, "You're going to intern for Jeff Walker."
Yeah.
And I said, "Who's Jeff Walker?" And I'll never forget. He said, "If you're serious about being in communications and you don't know Jeff Walker is.
I mean, he's a legend in our area.
He said, "You need to just quit now while you're ahead." And I remember looking at him like, "What are you talking about?"
He's
kind of
right, though.
Right. But I wasn't from there. And that's why
you moved here. So
my buddy Carmen jumped in. He's like, "Well, Ron, he just moved here. He doesn't know." He's like, "Well, familiarize yourself with everybody." He goes, "Because you're going to look like an idiot going for an intern."
Because there's people in this area that have been in the business for 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, Rocky and Jeff have been here forever.
And so I really didn't want to. I was like, I hate it. I had radio class at the time. I hated radio class. Yeah. I hated every minute of it. I had to take it. It was like one of those classes you had to take. And I was like, I hate radio.
Well, you wanted to be a TV star.
I was like, I'm never going to be on radio. I hate everything about it. And I got I applied with Jeff. He took a bunch of different people. We had the interview process. I got picked, and I was like, gosh, dang it.
So you actually had an interview with...
I had an interview, and I didn't want to...
See, I didn't interview for my internship.
No, I just brought you in. Yeah. I didn't want to do it, so I didn't even... I was like, all right, if I don't get it, I don't care. I don't want to work in radio. Yeah. And they called me, and they're like...
What were you trying to do, though? Like, were you trying to intern at, like, WNEP or somewhere?
I had no idea.
No clue?
None.
Okay.
So they took me, and I was like, ugh. So I went, and day one, sitting with Jeff, I immediately went, "Oh, this is what I'm going to do." Immediately, I saw him do it one day,
bit you.
And I said, "Oh, this is what I'm doing forever."
Yeah.
I came home, I told my parents, like, "Oh, I'm doing radio forever." And they're like, "Oh, okay." And now here I am.
And you know what? That's a good response from your parents, because it's tough. I mean, we see interns come and go, and they don't.
My parents really want me to be on TV.
Yeah.
Every single time I talk to my mom, she tells me, "Son, you are so much more handsome." Than obviously, mom answered, but she's like, "We watch these news people, and we're like, they're so dorky. You should be on the news." And I'm like, "Mom." She's like, "Just apply." I'm like, "Mom, you have to go to school to be on the news." Like, they just don't hire people to be on the news, just like they don't hire people to be on radio.
You have to be a real journalist.
Right. My mom's like, "No, you'll be okay." And I'm like,
"Well, you can always be a weatherman." Not a meteorologist, a weatherman.
Oh, I was going to say, you had to go to school to be a weatherman. Yeah.
My dad wanted me to be an electrician.
That's a good job, though. My brother's an electrician.
It is. I kind of regret my decision now.
I wish I was an electrician, because I think it's interesting. Like, your friend Luke is an electrician.
Yeah.
And I watch him. He posts videos all the time. And I'm like, I just get so... I wish I knew how to solder.
Yeah, I don't know how to solder.
I don't know how to do anything.
Like, I work on, like, guitars, and, like, I'll try to solder a pickup into, and I have no idea what I'm doing. It always ends up burnt and smelly. I'm like, oh, I'm screwing this all up.
And it's great. My dad was a carpenter. He built houses for the first half of his life.
Yeah.
Just built houses.
See, I think that would be a cool job. I would like to be, like, a master carpenter.
And I can't read a ruler.
No.
So I don't know how it didn't.
Well, you have trouble reading in general.
I don't know how it didn't transfer over. And, like, as a kid, I'd be like, "Dad, can you teach me how to solder?" He's like, "You don't need to learn how to solder." And now I find myself, like, I'm building that pinball machine.
Yeah.
None of us know how to solder, so none of us can fix the machines when they break.
Because you're trying to wire switches and stuff.
No, it's awful.
Yeah. I wish I could help you out. I can't.
No.
I can't. You know what? I think we just have to watch some YouTube videos.
You know, I need to buy a soldering gun is what I need to buy.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I'm not going to be into it enough.
But even that, there's, like, different levels. You can get, like, a $15 soldering iron, or you can get, like, $100, like...
And then you have to,
what,
like,
do you need?
And then you look at, the little green boards inside your machines, and then, like, you have to, like, be able to know how to follow the...
I don't know how any of that. I'm like, I don't know what a resistor is.
Yeah, no clue.
I don't know what an ohm means.
Is that what your dad is, an electrician?
I don't even know. He works for Toby Hanna Army Depot. I'm not exactly sure what he did. I think he soldered like control boards and stuff like that for stuff.
I knew a couple people that worked up there. Yeah. They love it up there. People love working up there.
Oh, my dad retired. Like, he's down in Florida now. Like, he has a place in Virginia. He's all over the place. But I don't know if he loved it. I know he made some decent money. I have soft hands. I need to do something easy. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a rock star.
I mean, I still want to be a rock star.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Saturday night, my buddy and I, after the bar, we went in my basement. We started jamming. It was 3 in the morning, but he doesn't play soft. He was playing so loud. I was like, dude, just bring it down. He's like, no, we got to jam. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, I have neighbors.
You got to feel it.
I was like, but I got neighbors, and it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but we know your neighbors pretty well. No. I don't think they'd be too angry.
Well, they got the new neighbor.
Well, that's true. But you're in the basement, you know?
I wonder how loud it was. I mean, we were loud.
As long as the windows aren't open, I think you'd be all right. I mean, you're subterranean at that point, you know?
I guess, but I mean,
I don't know.
We tried to wake you up, but you were already out.
Yeah, I woke up like an hour or two later, and I saw like the FaceTime.
We tried to get a hold of you, and we're like, come on, wake up.
No, well, the thing is, like, I was at the parade all day long. Like, I went to the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Quick.
Yeah, and I think, well, I left the parade around 5:30. I think I got home at like 10. I went to my buddy Luke's house, kind of just cooled off. We ate some food, you know, sobered up a little bit, and then I went home. And by like 11, I was dead tired, but I had to be up for work on Sunday. I have to be on air on Sunday, 3 to 7 on KRZ. And so, like, I do try to get like a decent amount of sleep on Saturdays. But speaking of the parade, how was that? Because you were the MC. I want to know how you got roped into that.
So,
like, how did you make that happen?
One of my biggest goals is to get on the wall in Pittston, that mural.
Anyone who knows us personally knows we love Pittston City.
I love Pittston, and my buddy's uncle is on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be on that wall. That is my ultimate. That is my new ultimate goal. My first
beautiful mural.
My first ultimate goal was to be on radio. Nailed that. Now my new goal is to get in the Pittston wall. So I'm always talking about Pittston. I'm always hyping up Tomato Fest.
Yeah.
And the Pittston Parade Committee came to us and they said, we really want you guys involved in the parade.
Okay.
And they said, do you have anybody here that would MC it? And my boss immediately said, I know just the guy.
Oh,
He just was like, rock guy, signed you up. And I said, oh, great. And so I got roped into it and I was excited until I realized they told me, they said there's going to be 100 and I think there was like 104 different entries.
Okay. So did you have to memorize all that stuff?
No, they bring you a binder and it was, I think it was like 85 pages.
Yeah.
And each person.
And that's like the business, the description,
and everybody
where they're from.
And they're in line. And because of snowstorm, there were some dropouts.
Was there anyone, that's what I was going to say. Was there anyone not there that was supposed to be there?
There weren't. They were supposed to relay that to me, but I guess the helpers had to cancel.
You want to know what? So we've worked, I don't know how many parades with the radio station. I've been with the radio station doing promotions for 5 years on top of like the on-air stuff. So like I go and set up for all those parades and it's always a disaster. Like you never know who to talk to. No one's on the same page.
So it was just one woman working.
And I feel so bad for those people because Froggy 101 had a toy truck parade in the winter for Christmas.
Oh, and you were directly in. And you were that person.
I was that person for the parade directing where do people go. And I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it. So like I have the
We only had like 35 people.
Yeah,
30 people. This is 100 and some people, and it's just one woman.
It's impossible to keep track of.
The people that dropped out were never relayed to me.
No.
So as I'm reading, I have to try and read their small little banners.
The sign before they get
in. And I'm like, that's not them. And I'm cross. So I cross them out. And
the
then,
Girl Scouts are shaking the sign so you can't read it.
Exactly. And so like you cross somebody out, but they just got mixed up.
So they're behind them, so you have to read.
The pages were sticking together. And what I didn't realize, it was so cold.
It was cold.
Holding a cold microphone, the tip of the microphone got cold.
Yeah.
And your lips touch it. Well, your lips start locking up because it gets so cold.
So, like, your lips chap, too, and everything?
No, they just get hard. It gets hard to talk. So, like, you try and say, like, the Girl Scouts, and it comes out. and some people, and then they'll start moving fast. So, you're like, next is the Girl Scouts. And meanwhile, the Key Club's right behind them. And they're almost, and so you're like, the Girl Scouts, da-da-da-da. And here comes the Key Club, da-da-da.
Yeah.
And you're trying to play catch-up. Oh, it was fun, but it was a lot for my first parade. Yeah.
Do you think they'll have you back next year?
I hope so. I hope they let me do the Tomato Festival.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Tomato Festival is the best festival.
People ask me my favorite holiday. I say the Tomato Festival is my favorite holiday.
I take days off from my full-time job, and people think I'm I'm nuts because of it. And I just want to be able to enjoy the whole entire week. You
right.
know?
You know, like I take those. The thing is, so I get 3 weeks paid vacation. I'm pretty sure I've already burned through 2 weeks in March. I'm so mad. Like, and it's for things I don't even know what I spent them on.
Yeah, I have to make doctor's appointments.
And
I
have
that.
To DJ a couple weddings on a Friday.
Yeah.
And so I have to take, I think I have 3 weddings on a Friday. So there's 3 more days gone.
Yeah. I'm going so you to can't meet. Even depend on those.
There's Judas Priest in next week.
Next week, it's Tuesday.
I took that off.
See, I took Wednesday off.
I'm going to New York City on Wednesday. So I had to take Tuesday and Wednesday
okay.
off. And I was like, I could take Thursday, but I want to at least have one day for the summer.
Yeah.
So I'm
see,
stuck.
I try to save all my time for the summertime.
So do like, I always do.
I have 4 weeks of vacation, 2 weeks of cough, like tons and tons of time, and I save it all for the summer.
I usually only
take like 1 or 2 weeks off.
It's killing me. Oh, we have a Jeanette said, hi, Crockett. So hello, Jeanette. She probably doesn't realize.
No love for Whitey, but hey, Jeanette, how you doing?
Well, obviously, you know, they don't know that. You
yeah,
know,
that's
once
true.
You actually make a Whitey K or Z page.
Well, that's what I need. I need to really self-promote myself.
Yeah, really.
So hopefully we can get some little cross-promotion here. I can ride your coattails like I've
you
been
go.
Since I was your intern.
Yeah, right. And then we can get the K or Z crowds to join in with
See,
us.
That was my whole entire master plan. When I was in high school, I'm like, I'm going to get with this Rocco guy or Crockett guy because... Because I know that I can ride his coattails to get my career
A lot
going.
Of people rode the Crockett coattails for a while there.
I think I'm the most successful one out of the bunch, though.
I mean, we still have friends that ride them to the concerts.
Oh, yeah. See, and that's something I don't do. Usually I try to buy my own tickets anyways.
I mean, I don't care if I have them.
Yeah.
You know. But.
You'd think we would have tickets like crazy.
You'd think. That's the biggest.
But that's the biggest misconception
exactly.
about radio. Because everyone thinks, oh, they have the tickets.
Half
the time when we're giving away stuff on air, that's all we have.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like people are like, do you have an extra ticket? I'm like, no, I don't.
Unless
you're
going
to be my guest, that's the only ticket I have.
Yeah.
My favorite is when someone asks for a ticket, I'm able to get them a pair of tickets. And then they go, where are they at?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want them. Or, can you get me 6 more? And I'm like, what?
Come on.
That was tough enough getting you 2. What do you think I'm getting 6 at?
Your seats are better than mine.
90% of the time, I take the lawn seat. I give the good seats. And then they go, can you get us 6 more? And can you get them all together? And I'm like what am I, ticket master?
Yeah. I'm not Live Nation.
Yeah, come on. Give me a break.
I don't have the seating chart in front of me. I don't even know where those seats are.
My favorite is when we give away tickets. You don't know where. You just, you know, we got a pair of tickets to give away.
Yep.
That's all you know. And people will just pester like, where are they at? Where are they at? Where are they at? I'm like, I don't know. Like, well, how do you not know where they are? I'm like, I don't know. I never see the ticket.
No, they come in, someone else calls you, you pick them up.
All
we never see them.
I am simply just the guy that says, give me your name.
We have a piece of paper. Hey, this is what we have.
And right. That's it. But people think, like, I'm holding the tickets. I'm looking at it. And then, well, what do you mean? You don't? I don't know. Well, can you go check? No.
No.
I can't. I don't even know where the tickets are in this building.
I know it's on this day, and that's it.
Yeah. I know where you got to go. I know what time you got to pick them up.
I know we're open 9 to 5, so you pick them up during regular business hours. I think it's 9.
I tell everybody 10.
I think, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know when we're actually open.
I say 9 to 5.
No.
I don't know.
We probably are open 9 to 5.
I think so.
Want to be able
well,
to
you roll in at, what, 10:30, 11?
11. 11,
yeah,
11, 20.
So, I'm sure. I think they're.
I can tell you.
Honestly, I think they're open at 8:30, but
no
I don't
way.
Know. I
don't
That's
know. Way too early. I think it's 10.
I don't know.
Couldn't tell what our business hours are.
Let me look it up on the website real quick. Go to froggy101.com.
Hopefully, our boss does not listen to this.
He's going to be so mad.
I don't think it's necessary to actually know the business. No, I guess that you should for this very reason.
Yeah.
What is our business hours? Is the question. What do you have?
I am looking on.
Now, see, is it readily available for the people to know?
It is. It's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So
wow.
We were both wrong. Prize
8 a.m.
Prize pickups weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Wow. 8 a.m.
So Melissa at the front desk gets here pretty early.
Jeanette
she has
was
a long
closer
day.
Than we were. She said 8 to 4.
Okay.
Oh, Jeanette knew it more than we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's gonna be taking over the Crockett Cat, today's best podcast, whatever we're gonna call it.
You wanna know why? Because Jeanette's probably won on someone's show that didn't know, and they told
they
them
got
the
right
hours.
Answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Either that or Melissa's skipping out early at 4.
As we get Melissa in trouble.
I'm sorry.
All right. So what do you got? You got notes for me, right?
Yeah. Well, we covered the Pittston Parade. I was there. I was partaking. I did a little bit of drinking, and I stumbled on a pizza place in Pittston
What's
that
it called?
I've never had before, Vince's.
Had Vince's. I actually said it that morning. I said, I just had Vince's not too long ago.
See, I never had Vince's. I've been pretty much everywhere in Pittston, but I've never just been walking down the street and stopped in there. I think the people I work with order it for lunch every now and then, and I've had, like, the taco wrap.
It's a different style. It's a New York-style pizza.
It is. And we walked in and got a couple slices. Absolutely delicious. They're not paying me. I thought it was so good. Maybe it was because I was drinking, too. You know,
I've had Vince's. I like Vince's.
It was super good. But I did something I've never done before, because usually I like to put, like, the red pepper on. I like a little bit of heat with my pizza. Sure. They didn't have it. And I'm looking. I'm like, man, I just need something else, right? And I look at the garlic powder. I've never had garlic powder in my entire life. I put on.
Now, was it garlic powder or was it garlic salt?
I don't know the difference.
So garlic salt is they take garlic powder and they mix it with garlic salt.
See, I don't know. This was very brownish and thick looking.
I used to work at DeMuro's.
Yeah.
And it's a big secret. I'm going to let the secret out if you're listening to this. If you order DeMuro's and you ask for garlic salt on top, they have their own secret blend of garlic salt.
Really?
And they don't advertise it, nothing. But if you ask
Know the blend, or is it like the owner knows the blend and that's
They make it. I think it's just garlic. It's garlic and garlic. It's garlic like you put on your pizza mixed with salt, but they mix it personally.
It's the ratio.
Right.
It's all about the ratio.
Right. And if you ask for it, they'll sprinkle it on top. And I tell – so
really?
People, they're like, I love DeMuro's. I go, next time you get it, now how I get it lightly done with garlic salt and extra salts.
On a normal red pie?
Red pie. You get,
I'm going to have
you
to try that.
You get extra sauce, lightly done, garlic salt.
See, the thing is, when I go at DeMuro's, I'm always getting the white pizza, the stuffed white.
Well, that's bread and
like
butter.
That's the best. You can't beat that pizza.
Everybody I've talked to that ends up doing that, they all say the same thing. They're like, dude, that it's like a different level style pizza. I said, I know. I said, I worked there. That was my first job I ever had was DeMuro's pizza. So I've tried everything on that menu.
Yeah.
I know, but it's funny that DeMuro's get mad when you ask for lightly done. They take it as an insult.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't
know. Well, why do you get it lightly done? I've never heard of anyone saying lightly done.
I like a lighter crust.
And like floppy and like,
a little bit, yeah. And so when I order, every time I order, they go, what are you going to cook it later? I go, that's how I like it. And they go,
oh, see, that is weird.
And they get personally insulted.
I would too.
They get real mad at me. And I say, no, it's just how I like it. And they almost refuse to do it for me.
I think if I was them, I would refuse to do it. In fact, I'd burn it just to teach you a lesson.
Burn that guy's pizza.
Yeah. I like pizza when you fold it in half, you could hear it crunch a little bit.
See, I don't like that.
That's the best. That's the way it needs to be.
I know a lot of people like it like that. I like to be able to fold it and hear nothing.
Yeah. Oh,
that's how I like my pizza.
How do you like your steaks? Bloody too?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I don't like them bloody. I like them like medium.
No, I like it bleeding on the
plate. A little firmness.
So what else you got? I know you took a lot of notes. I got a lot of stuff here. Here we go. We're going to do this one. Ready? Top seven most hated Easter candies.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you right now. I hate jelly beans. I know a lot of people like them. I don't. Unless they're the Starburst kind.
All right. You're pretty close. So number seven is Reese's Pieces Pastel Easter Eggs. Pastel Easter Eggs?
I like the pastel Easter eggs.
What are those?
So they're just, they're like, normal Reese's Pieces, but they're like pink and blue eggs. I think you've had them. They're good.
All right, number six. How is the Cadbury egg? Cadbury egg is one of the best Easter candies.
See, all right, as a kid.
How could you say the Cadbury egg is gross?
As a kid, I absolutely love the Cadbury egg to the point as soon as I saw them in the store, I'd make my mother buy me a whole bunch. I got sick of them, though. I burned myself out as a child to now they kind of burn my throat when I try to eat them. Like, it's just too rich and sweet.
No way.
And they've gotten smaller over the years.
Cadbury egg, but this is Easter candy. We're not talking year-round candy.
No, and you know, that's the thing. That's something you get once a year. I would still eat one Cadbury egg. I'd enjoy half of it, and then the second half would be like, oh, I should have. I should have just ate a little bit.
Number five is the Jordan almond. What's that?
I have no idea.
I don't even
know. Is it a Michael Jordan almond?
Nobody gets excited about Easter nuts. They get excited about Easter candy unless you're trying to filter. I guess they're just almonds.
Just almonds? I mean,
who's getting almonds for Easter?
I've never had them, but I like nuts, so I would eat them.
Number four is the Bunny Money Chocolate Crisp Coins. So chocolate coins with crisp in them. Yeah, I like those. I don't think
they're
that's...
They're okay. They're kind of a letdown.
A little bit, but, you know, that's just the cheapest.
It's
Easter
a classic,
candy.
Though. Right. That's a classic candy you put in. Just like, I'll admit, jelly beans are a classic. Well, I just don't like them.
Number three is the off-brand jelly bean.
Yeah.
Now, that I get.
Okay,
like you said,
yeah.
Starburst jelly bean, that is...
They're delicious. And you know what? Jelly bellies are better
good.
Than,
the off-name like, brand that tastes like feet are the
they're
ones...
They're a little big. They're, like, kind of hard.
Now, the next two is just absurd to me that they're even on the list. Number
Please
two...
Please don't say Reese's Cup.
Number two is the chocolate bunny.
Yeah.
How can you hate the chocolate bunny?
See, I don't like straight chocolate.
Well, but you can get the white chocolate bunny.
I hate white chocolate. but I'm picky.
Did you make this list?
I might have.
And
what
number
website
one,
did you get that off of?
Our prep service. Our number one worst candy is Peeps. Yeah. Peeps is one of my favorite candies of all time.
I think Peeps are one of those you love them or you hate them.
I don't understand how you can hate
I never
Peep.
Liked them as a kid.
I
don't like marshmallows in general.
How do you not like a marshmallow?
I don't like s'mores.
How?
I don't like the powdery taste of a marshmallow.
Marshmallow doesn't have a powdery taste. I guess it does.
It does. But Peeps don't have that, so you think I would like them? I don't know.
I don't understand the hate on marshmallows.
I like a Peep when it's been sitting out for a while and it kind of gets hard.
I was just going to say not worse than a hard Peep.
See, that's what I like.
Ugh.
I'm the same way with Swedish fish, though. I don't like fresh Swedish fish.
No.
I want them to be kind of firm.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's what's wrong with your pizza.
See, I go back, though. There used to be a penny candy place in West Pittston where
I grew
exactly up.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was Rossi's. And he used to have Swedish fish in paper bags for 50 cents. Count it out. 50
right.
for 50
Every,
cents.
Everybody had those kind of stores.
And I would get those, and they'd be kind of dry because
I forgot about that.
Paper bags will suck moisture right out of it.
I forgot about the 50 cents.
And that's how I got used to eating them. They're kind of dry. They kind of taste like paper. That's what I like.
I forgot. There was a place in – so I grew up in South Jersey, and there was a candy store. I can't even picture where it was. I know we went, and I know you could get candy like that
after school. Yeah,
right.
Little bags.
And like
I can't picture.
But I remember getting the 50 cent. You get 50 Swedish fish. And it was great.
See, and that was like my first experience with Swedish fish. So that's what I got used to. So now if I have like a fresh batch,
and that's
I'm
what
like,
kids don't get nowadays.
Like
when
them.
You found change, like you held on to it because nowadays you can find 50 cents pretty easily. But what are you gonna buy with it? When you found 50 cents,
know.
You're getting candy. You're getting something for 50 cents.
Yeah,
it was great.
I mean, you can't go to a store and buy a candy bar for 50 cents. We sound old.
We do, but back then when you found...
But even back then, that was kind of rare, too, to have like a penny candy type deal. But you remember like when we were kids,
you could buy a normal candy bar
for 55 cents. Now you can only get king size and they cost like $1.50.
Yeah, like you're not finding $1.50 on the ground.
No.
But you could find 2 quarters easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were the certain stores that were still trying to compete, so you could find them for 50 cents.
Uh-huh.
You could get a candy bar for 50 cents easy.
Even if you had a nickel, you could still get like one of those little paper saucers with the beads inside.
Yeah, like you could still get candy. Now you pick up change. I tend to throw my change on the ground. Like I throw
pennies away.
Oh yeah, I just throw them right out.
There's no point to them.
I throw them in the trash, and Jesse Roberts gets so mad at me. I just go look, watch this, and she's like, "You're throwing money away." I go,
but
"Throw pennies.
It's pennies. It's not even real
She goes,
money.
"You could collect them at the end of the year." I go, "What? Have a dollar?"
Yeah. Before we started recording, we went next door. I got a soda, and I was a penny short. The guy waves me off. He's like, "Don't even worry about it, because they're not real."
Yeah, just throw them out. People are like, "Well, you can save all."
Because you know what he's gonna do to make up his register? He's gonna hold back a penny from someone later on, and that person's not gonna notice.
Right? No, that's the thing. Throw them out. Oh, but you can save up $100 and get $1. Yeah, in 3 years.
Yeah.
Great. I'm really going to need that $1 in 3 years.
I can find 4 quarters underneath the floor mat in my car quicker.
Right, exactly.
And I have, you know?
And as a kid, I used to dig through the couch cushions.
Yeah.
I used to be able to, even in high school, I could dig through the couch cushions. And I could usually scrounge up $5.
When I was a kid, we used to go to the West Pittston pool in the summer.
Oh,
it's
and
closed
dive?
Now, but it was like $3 or $3.50 or something. I used to scour my house every day looking for change just so I could get the $3.50 to go at the pool.
Well,
that
see,
day.
I thought you were gonna do the. You swim to the bottom and try and find people's change.
Oh,
from
no, no.
I
just used to steal change. I'd even steal, like, change out of my mother's change jar.
My mom had a change jar in the kitchen, and I used to steal the quarters out.
Yeah.
She would catch me every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it, like when she would do like a heavy load, like she would occasionally like empty her purse out into the change jar. When those days happen,
I'd skim a little off the top.
Oh, I'd skimmed a lot off the top. But like when it was kind of empty, I couldn't get away with
You're like in a Vegas casino in the 70s and the mom's just taking some off the top.
She won't know this.
Yeah. It's a big deposit. She'll never know.
Yeah. She won't know there's a couple quarters missing.
Crockett, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that candy bar from? Oh, nowhere.
Found two quarters in the yard.
In the yard. Okay, okay.
My mom used to get mad because I would dig for change under the couch. I could find like $3 to $5 because my dad lay on the couch. My brother,
just
my mom
falls out of your pockets.
Right, but my mom would think she'd say, "Where'd you get all that change? Oh, I found the couch," and she would want it back.
Well, technically, it's her money.
Well, it could be anybody's money. It could be our guest. No, we don't know. You can't claim that is free money as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. And, you know, they say finders keepers.
You come sit on my couch and all your change falls out of your pocket.
That's
not my fault.
That's your change now.
You can't come back and say, "Rock, I think I dropped $6 in your couch."
Yeah.
You can't prove that. That's not that. But if you come to my house, you go digging through my couch cushions and you find change, that's free money.
Yeah.
Change is free money.
See, I would say, now, if I was to go over to your house and take money out of the couch cushions, wouldn't you say, like, "Hey, that's my money, though"?
If you're really that desperately digging through my couch cushions,
okay,
I'm going to let you take the change. Now, don't come and take it out of my change jar.
Yeah.
Now you're stealing. I actively put my money in the change jar.
That's your saving.
Right. You know? If it falls out of my pocket, that's fair game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just kind of like when you drop, have you ever gotten lucky and found like a $20 bill?
On the ground? Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You don't go to Turkey Hill and go, "I found this on the ground."
No, because you know what's going to happen?
That kid behind the counter is going to be like, "Oh, yeah, I'll make sure I put this in my pocket."
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening.
Thanks for being a good Samaritan, sucker.
Yeah. It happened to me once. I was at Turkey Hill.
Yeah.
I just moved here,
and
I was buying iced tea, and I looked down, and there was a $20 bill.
Yeah.
And there was nobody in the store, and I was like, hot dog.
Unless you see somebody physically drop it, and you go like, "Hey, sir, ma'am, you dropped your money."
Now, here's a question. Let's say you drop $20.
Yeah.
Guy goes, "Hey, Whitey, you dropped $20 and gives it to you."
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel obligated to give him some of that $20?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't.
No.
Oh, thanks for your honesty.
Yeah,
see
thank
you later.
You.
But there are the people, I'm sure, that are like, excuse me.
Give me a buck.
Yeah, no.
But no, like, you don't deserve a reward for just being a decent person.
Right.
You know?
I also hate the guys that...
Because I wouldn't expect that.
I don't like the people either, like, that wait after you. Like, so, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I was buying... I have never been to New York City. I went this Christmas time. As soon as I got done buying my food, guy, "Can I have your change? Can I have your change? Can I have your change?" Like, he was just sitting by the window.
Was he, like, a homeless guy?
Well, I wasn't sure because the guy was carrying around luggage nicer than anything I own.
Yeah.
He was in nice clothes, just begging for money. And I was like, no, you can't ask for money. You got nicer things than I do.
Yeah.
But it annoyed me. I was like,
why should I give you my change?
It's one thing to be just sitting there on the side of the street asking. You can't just wait next to the...
No.
I mean, they do, but you can't just wait for me to get my change.
I'm surprised the business owner let that happen.
Right.
Too.
I was like, hey, you need to...
I saw a video on Facebook and... I hate to, like, watch those videos on Facebook because I never know, like...
They're real or not?
Yeah. But there was a guy who brought a homeless man into, like, a McDonald's or whatever, bought him a meal, and then I guess this homeless guy's been a nuisance before or whatever, so the manager called the cops. The cops basically said, like, "Hey, you're trespassing. You can't be in here." And the guy who bought him a meal freaked out. He's like, "Listen, he didn't ask me for anything. I bought it for him, you know?" So, like... I felt bad for the guy getting kicked out because, like, he did nothing wrong there. But if you're just sitting in somewhere, like, bothering people for money, like, yeah, get out of here.
Go away.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to do
that. An easy way to tell those videos are fake is if the person that they're supposedly pranking or helping is mic'd.
Yeah. Oh, no, this wasn't mic'd.
A lot of these, like, "Oh, I tricked this person."
Yeah.
You can hear them clear as day. They're obviously mic'd.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a setup.
No, I never thought about that, but now that I know.
I just realized my head.
Oh no! Your signature.
I thought I lost it. Yeah. Someone picked it up in the gas station. Watch out!
Hey, Mister. Oh, never mind. My hat now.
Now, are you gross? Here's a question for you: are you grossed out by germs? Are you a germaphobe? Because I'm not. I have no problem with germs.
It depends.
So, could you go to the Salvation Army and buy a T-shirt without washing it and putting it on?
Without washing
it? Yes.
I would smell it first, and if it smelled clean, I guess I would put it on.
Would you ever buy a hat?
Never.
Even if you washed it?
No, you want to know what? I would never buy a secondhand hat just because the fear of head lice is
I like buying used hats. I'll wash used hats.
And here's the thing. I've bought hats off eBay that I knew were used, and I never thought about it, but I wouldn't buy a
Salvation
Army hat.
Now, that's the only reason I wash them is because of the idea of head lice. But once you wash them, man, nothing
I feel like even if there's nothing there, though, and you put it on, you start thinking about it, your head's going to start getting real itchy.
Absolutely. You know? But once you wash it, nothing can survive the washing machine.
No, yeah. You should be good.
Usually I buy these old used hats from the station, and I wash them, and everything in them just deteriorates.
They just fall
apart.
And
those old hats, they had like that
foam. Foam on the inside.
And when you wash it, I never think about it. I open up the washer, and it looks all over the place. Like a pillow exploded. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's all over my clothes because I wash them with the clothes. Yeah. And I'm pulling foam out of everything. I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? I've ruined so many things.
You got to redo the wash again.
Everything. Yep. And then you just keep washing it until it deteriorates. I washed a t-shirt 18 times because I'm too lazy to pick the foam off of it. Just wash it until it deteriorates. I just keep washing it.
Just keep letting it get diluted.
I still got more piece of foam there. I'll wash it now.
It's like when you're washing a glass and you have too much soap inside, so you just keep filling it up.
That's
and
all I'm doing until the foam disintegrates into nothing.
You've wasted gallons and gallons and gallons of water
on a hat. Yeah.
That you can't even wear because it's ruined. Yeah.
I'm not giving up though.
You gotta hand wash them.
See,
yeah, like a steam cleaner.
Well, what I was doing for a while was I was putting them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But that even, my dishwasher, I got...
I feel like that gets too hot.
My parents' old one didn't, which was nice. And I tried my new one, mm-hmm. and it, like, melted the brim.
Because you can, like, sterilize stuff in the dishwasher. Yeah. So that gets real, real
hot.
It
melted the brim. So what I do now is I fill, like, after you go to the bar and you smell like smoke.
Yeah.
I fill the sink up with hot water and dish soap, and I just leave the hat in there overnight.
Soak. Yeah. That's a good idea.
And then I just, you know, let it air dry. Yeah. That's how I wash my hats now.
That makes sense.
Did you see Home Improvement is, well, Tim
Allen. I had that on my notes.
Tim Allen wants to redo the Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Or bring it back?
See, I don't know, because usually I'm against reboots and stuff.
How are they bringing John Candy back? Do you know? Roseanne?
Oh, John Goodman.
John Goodman, yeah.
Well, this is what I was going to bring up. Usually I don't like reboots. Like, right. I didn't really care about Fuller House or anything like that, but I'm excited for Roseanne. Because growing up, I watched it every day after school. It was on TBS. I loved watching Roseanne as a kid. And I think because, like, she kind of reminded me of my mother at the same. So it was like, I was kind of like in that family.
I could never watch Roseanne because it looked like a dirty house.
Yeah.
And it made me very uncomfortable as a kid. Like, I remember watching it. I was like, ugh.
I wouldn't want to eat dinner at the Connors house.
The Roseanne.
But you know what? I bet you the food was really good.
This is terrible. But Roseanne's house reminds me of, like, you had that one friend in high school that you loved to hang out with.
Yeah.
But you didn't like going to their house because it was dirty.
No, yeah.
But
that's how they were, though. They were a working class family,
right.
You know?
But, like, I just never could get into it because of that.
Yeah.
But I know he was supposedly died in the last episode.
So here's the way they're doing the reboot. And it wasn't... So the way... Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Roseanne over the past 30 years, the final season of Roseanne, Dan has a heart attack and they win the lottery and they start doing all this crazy stuff. It got real weird in the last season.
It sounds like it got weird.
And then in the final episode, I loved the final episode because if you go back to like the first or second, maybe even the third season, for Roseanne's birthday, she always wanted to write a book. So the kids, they didn't have money to get her a present. They made her a writing area in the basement. So at the end of the last season, it flashes back to Roseanne walking out of the basement. I'm getting chills thinking about walking out of the basement and basically saying, like, hey, everything that happened over the past year was just part of my book. Dan died of the heart attack. He didn't survive. And this is just what I thought I would like my family to be like. And then she kind of like told a little bit about all the characters, like Becky really ended up with David and not his brother and like all that stuff. She told like the truth. This is a reboot where it's the same characters, but it's not a continuation of any storyline. So it's basically Roseanne day one. So we know the characters, but they're not the same exact characters, if you get my drift.
So it's like an alternative reality.
Kind of, yeah.
Roseanne?
So, like, throw the whole Roseanne series away. None of that actually happened. None of it's going to be really referenced. All the characters are the same. It's just going to be a completely new story.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I
don't like that.
See, but that has me intrigued. I kind of want to see how they do it.
Just rewrite just be like, oh, the last episode didn't happen.
Because I don't think she wanted to take anything away from the last series. I think she...
It sounds like the last series sucked.
It didn't. The last season was weird just because... But I think the way they tied it all together, I think it's one of the best finales of all time, to be honest with you. I love TV, and I love Roseanne. I think it's one. I think it's a perfect show. And
a perfect show?
Maybe not a perfect show, but...
I don't know. I've never seen episodes. So
I mean,
really
it was
judge.
Groundbreaking for the time.
Was it, though?
It was. I think because, we've progressed so far now that we look back on
it. Was it one of those shows where it drug on too long? Like, The Office drug on too long.
That would be people's complaint in the end with the last season.
Like, once Steve Carell left, The Office should have ended.
So, once Dan had the heart attack, that's probably where they should have ended the show. That's where they say it jumped the shark and it drug on too long. But I think they tied everything together well at the end. But for the time, compare it with, Married with Children and stuff, that was kind of groundbreaking television because it was network TV. You have a working class family. They're tackling real issues. They tackled drugs.
Right.
They had some of the first gay characters on television. I mean, it was you had a strong female lead that not only was the star of the show, but she wrote the show. I mean, that was a big deal for the 90s, especially the early 90s, late 80s.
Do you remember the show The Dinosaurs?
I do.
Bum, 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 uh-huh. bum, 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 yeah. bum, bum. That show tackled steroids, drug abuse, death, all that stuff. It's crazy.
And you know what? But I think because that show is very campy, that it doesn't get the recognition.
That show tackled a lot of weird issues.
Because it didn't last
issues.
Long. It hit around 100 episodes.
He was a working class dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they tackled, poverty, losing your job, steroids, drugs, death.
I want to say there was a crossover between Dinosaurs and Roseanne at some point, but I don't know, because they were both on ABC.
Well, how about this? My first grade teacher, Miss Giordano, I hated her.
Yeah.
But her brother was the character inside the dinosaur.
Really? The baby? Or
no, the dad.
Okay.
He was the guy inside the costume.
Really?
And she had all these pictures of him. And
now,
all these
did he do the voice, too?
No, he was just the guy in the costume.
Did the movements.
But, she had all of his 8x10s and,
That's
autographs
cool.
and stuff.
That's really cool.
But, she only brought it up, twice. And, she never acted like it was a big deal. And I'm like, now, as a first, as an adult, a first grader probably would have thought that was, and that show was prime time. I had a dinosaur t-shirt, and, she only showed us it once. And I
Not
was,
the baby.
And as a kid, I was always like, can we see more pictures of that? And she's like, maybe later. And I was like, well, I don't care about you, Miss Giordano, but your brother's cool.
Yeah, tell me about him.
That was a jealousy
him.
Thing. It was a big time jealousy. It was probably, maybe not have been her brother, but
someone she knew.
Yeah. And she had the 8x10s and it was autographed. And I remember the 8x10 picture was him, but without the head on. It was just he was holding the head. And I remember just thinking, that's the coolest thing. And she never talked about it again.
Yeah. Now, have you seen any of those episodes lately?
We watched one because my buddy said there was an episode where the oldest kid got hooked on steroids.
Yeah.
And I said, no way. Uh-huh. And sure enough, there was an episode where he was hooked on steroids. And it wasn't a bad show.
See, when I first got Netflix streaming years and years ago, it was one of those shows that was on there. I'm like, oh, man, I want to watch this. I watched the first two episodes.
And it wasn't
good.
I couldn't
watch it.
Yeah, that's how it was.
No.
That's how a lot of these old shows are anyway.
I feel like Roseanne and Home Improvement, those are shows that last.
I can't wait to watch them. And then I watch them this isn't as good.
Home Improvement's still good.
Is it?
I've been watching Blossom, too. I was actually tweeting back and forth with Lissa from KRZ yesterday about a Blossom episode.
I start watching Friends for the first time.
You never watched Friends?
Never. I thought it was a stupid show, and I'm all into it now.
Yeah.
I like Joey.
See, I watched it in the first run as a kid. I didn't get a lot of it as a kid.
Yeah, it's definitely a better show when you get older.
Yeah, but even that.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I watched The Office. That's the one I watched the most. But as soon as Michael leaves, I stopped watching.
Yeah.
I just start over again.
See, I didn't mind those seasons. I thought they were good. They were weird, though. They were different.
They pushed too hard to make something work.
Yeah.
Without Michael, it didn't work because Michael was the disaster. He was that.
Yeah.
That he was the center point in every episode.
Yeah.
Even if he wasn't, he made something happen.
Yeah.
The second he was gone, they tried too hard.
Everything was a byproduct of something he did.
Now, did you ever notice in the episodes that they kind of make Andy turn into a bad guy?
A little bit, yeah.
The reason they did that. So Andy wasn't supposed to be a bad guy. Andy was supposed to be this lovable character.
Mm-hmm.
He had to leave. The rumor has it is he had to leave because he was filming The Hangover.
Yeah.
And the writers got mad at him. So they wrote his character into being a jerk so people would hate him. They purposely sabotaged his character. And people end up just hating the show because of it.
Yeah.
Which I liked Andy. He was my favorite character.
Yeah. He's so funny.
He stinks in the later
Even
episodes.
Still, like, me and my buddies will, like, break into song like you do. We go, give me the beat, boys. You know?
You got anything else for this first episode?
Well, I was going to talk about Home Improvement a little bit.
All right.
Just because, like, I'm excited for the Roseanne reboot. I hope it's good. But I feel like that's the way you have to do it, where you can't continue a story. Like, Fuller House continues the story.
I feel like you could continue the story of Home Improvement.
Yeah.
But didn't the one kid, he was a goth, right?
Yeah. Because they picked on him like crazy.
I don't
in the
remember
show.
The later episodes like at all.
See, I don't,
I think I stopped watching, but I remember
know.
He like
I know
was
like
a
the
gothic.
Oldest son wanted to get married at some point.
I bet the only reason
I'm not
doing it, I guarantee it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas holding it up.
Yeah,
I guarantee because the mom.
But what else is he doing though?
That's it. So the mom,
she's on the middle though. That's hugely successful.
And Tim Allen brought her on Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
So she's obviously game, and I'm sure the other two are game. What are they doing?
But would she be able to go through a whole series if she still has the middle? Like, how long is that show going to last?
I'm sure if it's a Netflix thing, like they can work. I guarantee it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I guarantee you that's the only problem.
But what else is he doing?
He's probably one of those guys that.
But he did some Last Man Standing.
I feel like he's gonna be like Macaulay Culkin, where like he's not ashamed of his thing, but
he just doesn't want
anything. I'm not
to do
part
with
of that
it.
Anymore. But it's like, shut up, Macaulay. Like, Macaulay Culkin gets on my nerves a little bit. Like,
yeah.
It's like, all right, I get like, but shut up. Like, everybody likes you because of Home Alone.
Yeah,
like,
if it wasn't for those movies, you
like you can
have
still have
anything.
Your independent career and be proud of that.
Yeah.
But don't like at least it seems like now he's kind of grabbing that, like he was just on Jimmy Kimmel. And he was talking
about...
They
start owning it a little bit.
Yeah, like, now he's... Like, he's grown up. He's 37. He should be grown up. But, like, he was talking about, like, some of the conspiracy theories behind
Kind of looks like Kid Rock now,
He
too.
Does.
If Kid Rock had a rough life. A rougher life.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like now he's starting to be cool with it, but it's, like, 37 now. Like, now we can't do anything fun with you. Like, if he would have been okay with that, like, say, 27, they could have made a Home Alone with him. They still could. But he seems like he doesn't ever want to reprise the role.
Yeah.
Which makes me mad.
Did you ever watch any of the later Home Alone movies?
They're
like
terrible.
The third one or anything?
Oof.
Yeah.
Do you know the theory about Elvis being in Home Alone?
Oh, where he's in the Scranton Airport.
Yeah. And that everybody swears that's Elvis.
I don't know about that.
It does kind of look like
him. I do like to subscribe to some of the Elvis conspiracy theories. I don't know if he's dead or not. And I don't go by like, oh, he was in the background of Home Alone or anything like that. But there is some evidence before he died, he had $3 million life insurance policies, right?
Right.
One was cashed out a couple weeks before he supposedly died. One was cashed out about a week after. And the third still hasn't been cashed out to this day.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
And that's the only one that I give any like validation to.
I think Andy Kaufman's alive. I don't think he's dead.
See, I never really got
Did you
into
hear,
Andy
like,
Kaufman stuff.
5 or 6 years ago at a comedy club, his daughter came on stage and said that he's still alive and he is very happy what everybody's doing for him.
Yeah.
And people don't know because Andy Kaufman is such a weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows if his daughter's
Part
tricking
of
everybody
the bit,
like,
or
if he's really alive.
Or if that was like one of his dying wishes was for his daughter to do that.
Like nobody knows. So I think Andy Kaufman could still be alive.
Yeah. See, I never really got into Andy Kaufman, so I don't know much about the whole entire story.
I
never
either.
Watched the movie or anything
I watched,
like that.
That's what got me kind of in it. But apparently Jim Carrey played and people thought he did a great job. He didn't.
No.
So Jerry the King Lawler, professional wrestler, was very good friends with Andy Kaufman, best friends.
Yeah.
And he knew him, and he told Jim, this isn't how he was. And Jim Carrey told Jerry the King Lawler he was wrong. That'd be like someone doing a movie about you, and I'm like, you're not acting
you're
like—
You're not doing it right.
You're not acting like, wait, and like, no, I know him. And no, you didn't know. No, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me my friend.
No, because the whole thing with Jerry Lawler in the South, that was all like a legit work where like they were all in on it.
Right,
so
like— I guess Jim Carrey told Jerry King Lawler that
you're wrong.
And Jerry was like, no, this isn't how he was in real life. And he refused to listen. He was like, no, I'm in character. He's like, but you're in the wrong character.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing a good job representing him on television.
The character that he portrayed, but you're not.
He wasn't that guy all the time.
Yeah.
And apparently Jim Carrey couldn't figure that out.
Really?
And he refused to listen.
Yeah.
And he just, and I think a big thing
he's kind of turned into a weirdo too, though. Did you see that interview a couple of months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was on like the red carpet. I'm the good foot.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's what a was wacko. That? But is that him doing like his best Andy Kaufman?
I don't
know. Is he trying to be
but
that
But that's
now?
A weird conspiracy theory too. Like you ever see Dave Chappelle went insane and Steve Martin went insane?
Yeah.
And like there's those rumors that Hollywood does pull the strings and guys snap occasionally.
Well, I mean, Dave Chappelle gives a little bit in each special.
Just a little bit
where he like kind of
But
alludes
they said
to
like
what...
Steve Martin went nuts and like he went in the middle of the street with and like started screaming about stuff. And mm-hmm. they just say like guys snap under the pressure. I wonder if Jim Carrey's under that pressure.
Maybe. Or does it take a certain kind of person to become that in the first
place? But then I get nervous because I'm on a super small scale compared to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I still have a voice. And then I get worried when I start talking about conspiracy theories. Like, what if they're pulling my strings? I don't know it yet. And like, what about when I'm going home tonight? Like, because we're live on Facebook, they're like, oh, he's opening eyes.
He's
waking people up. Stop him. Like,
Crockett, I have some bad news for you.
Like, right. Like, how do I not? Like, now I'm going to panic all night. Like, I'm going to hear knocks at the door. Don't like
Ooh,
that.
I don't know.
I don't like that. Even the worst, on a side subject, the worst is when, like, you start spooking yourself out or you watch something spooky and then spooky stuff happens.
It always
happens.
Like, I'll admit it, I'm afraid of the dark. I don't like sounds. I don't like being in this building very late.
This building is creepy at nighttime.
Yeah, and you want to watch, because, so we have WLK next door. That's a news station.
So someone's always talking.
There's police scanners in another
Those
room that
are scary.
Always on. So I'll be shutting lights off, walking through dark hallways, and hear, and I'm like, oh my God, this is creepy.
Because there are times where, like, I forget. Get like I had to put something in the system.
Oh yeah.
So I come at like 3 a.m. No one's here.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and when the lights are off in this place, it's dark. Like,
oh
you
yeah.
can't even see.
And you get an uncomfortable
and you do,
feeling.
You hear this. You're like, what is that? And, who's here?
And we've had some colleagues that have passed away, and like
you get nervous.
You never know. Maybe they're here.
It's terrifying.
I don't know if it's a thing with the bathrooms, but every now and then I'll be in there, and a toilet will flush by itself when no one else is
There's
there.
There's weird stuff.
Now they're on an automatic like light sensor, but nobody walked by.
So, a fish boy said when one of the engineers passed away. Mm-hmm. That one of his drinks was ice cold.
The cold can.
Yeah.
He told me that story too, and it scared the hell out of me.
It was like a day after he passed away. Like he had a hot can on his desk all day. He came in and it was ice cold.
Uh-huh.
Like weird stuff.
And you want to know what? So, like sometimes when I'm thinking about that kind of stuff, the studios get real cold on the weekends. Where like I'll be walking through the hallway and it's warm, and then I'll come into a studio and it gets real
now,
ice
do you
cold.
You think your house is haunted?
I don't think my house is haunted.
I think my house is haunted.
No.
My house is weird. Like, it's weird. It's a weird old house.
Well, it's an old house. It's an old Victorian house.
It's an old Victorian house.
I don't even know what that means, but I know.
But the style is Victorian.
Yeah.
And my neighbors, they've always seen some of their stories are terrifying.
Yeah.
And when
didn't your neighbor's grandmother die in the house or something?
Somebody
like that?
Passed away in the house.
Yeah.
But they've seen people walking around, things like that.
See, that creeps
Well, you
me
were there
out.
That night when it sounded like something fell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the cat wouldn't go in that room.
The cat got
and there was
real
nothing,
weird.
Like that was bizarre.
We couldn't find anything that fell in there.
It sounded like the whole bookshelf got shoved onto the ground.
Now you do have an upstairs neighbor,
but it didn't sound like it
was coming from upstairs.
It came from another room.
Yeah.
And it sounded like someone took the bookshelf and threw it. And we all got up and ran in the next room, and nothing was out of place. But the cat wouldn't go in the room for 2 days.
No.
But it was weird. It's been real quiet. And I asked my neighbor actually came over out of nowhere and said, anything weird going on your end? And I said, no. Yeah. How about yours? He said, no, which is weird because
usually something is
after the
going
flood,
on.
I moved in first. He moved in second. But when before they came back, it was like nonstop. I heard someone call my name. Like it was weird stuff. Ooh. But recently, it was a while ago, but I was laying in bed and I heard noise in the hallway, my hallway.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the cat. And when I opened my eyes, the cat was in the bed.
Ooh,
and I was like, I just put myself right back to sleep. I'm like, I'm not even going to address it.
Yeah.
But I was like, what's he doing? Like, why is he being so noisy in the hallway? And I opened my eyes and he was just right there. And I was like, oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, like every now and then I'll hear noises in my house when I'm alone. But usually it's like the radiator kicking on and stuff.
I'm going to leave with a terrifying story. This story is one of the scariest stories I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get teary-eyed, and it didn't even happen to me. Yeah. So my neighbor, Zach, his family has a history of terrifying ghost stories.
Yeah.
But I got to know where the house is. I got to ask his mom. So it was in West Pittston. It's by your house, actually.
Yeah.
This weird house. So
okay.
He has a younger brother and two older brothers. Yeah. Now, his older brothers are much older than him. Mm-hmm. But before he was born, his dad was married previously.
Yeah.
So it was his dad and his first wife.
Yeah.
And him. And he was in the house. His dad wasn't home. And it was just him and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was sitting downstairs. I'll try and paint the picture best I can. So he said where he was sitting, there was a couch against the wall.
Yeah.
And then there was the TV in front of the couch. And then there was a stairway behind the TV. Like you go around the TV and go upstairs. And the way the stairway was it was wall and the stairs. So you could see if someone was coming down the steps, you could see their legs. And then you would eventually see them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Uh-huh. So he said he was sitting in his house and he heard his mom call him from upstairs. I think I'm telling the story right. He said he heard his mom calling from upstairs. And she started walking down the stairs, and then he saw it walk down the stairs. And it was, like, really white. And he said, imagine...
It wasn't me, was it?
He said, imagine seeing somebody's legs backwards. So, okay. Like, they face forward, but their kneecaps
they
are bent
the opposite way. I saw a guy like that at the West Pittston pool once.
And it was naked.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it was walking down the stairs slowly at him, calling his name. And he said, I think he said he saw his face. You got to hear this. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Sends shivers down my spine. Think of,
in West Pittston?
In West Pittston. And its legs were backwards, walking down the stairs, calling for him. He said he screamed so loud and ran outside. His mom was outside the whole time.
Yeah.
Ran outside. The neighbors heard him scream.
Ooh, I got a chill down my
spine.
And
I guess his mom slammed the door and they just left.
They never went back?
Well, they eventually moved. But that house is by your house somewhere.
Oh, man. I want to know where it is
now.
I'm kind of freaked out.
I heard this. I said, this happened in West Pittston. I said, yeah. And so I got to know where this house is.
You know, I wonder. I don't know. I just read a story about a massacre in a house that happened in, like, the 1800s, around like, down the block from me.
Really?
I wonder if it's, like, the same house. It's probably not. There's a bunch of houses in West Pittston, but you never know.
Ugh.
Yeah, like, apparently, like, some guy, like, slaughtered his wife with an axe.
Jeez.
And, like, just smashed her head in.
And now I live in this house with next to him, and now all I can think about when I'm in, so there's no stairs in my house except my basement where I hang out.
Yeah.
I'm always terrified when I'm in my basement.
I don't know how you hang out in your basement alone like that. Like, I wouldn't be able to.
I'm always afraid I'm going to see that thing walk down the stairs. And because I'm in the basement, there's only one way out.
Yeah.
So if it's coming down the stairs, it's got
you're stuck. Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
And I'm always God, I hate being down there.
Too spooky for me.
And it's weird, though, because my basement, you can, like, if someone's walking around, you can hear the footsteps.
Uh-huh.
Almost every single time in my basement, I hear someone walking.
Yeah.
Every time.
What is it, your cat, though?
But it sounds like footsteps.
Yeah.
Like heavy footsteps. And I always think, all right, someone's coming over. Someone's over. And I'll go upstairs and the cat
and
will be sleeping.
Nobody's there. Wow.
I hear footsteps. So it may be the woman on the third floor.
And it's just vibrating through.
It's vibrating through. But, I mean, you really have to.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone usually is opening the door, closing it, and walking around my house in, like, circles. All the time. And
I
then
don't
I'm
like
looking
that
I'm
at
like,
all.
And then it gets to the point where I think someone's upstairs breaking in the house.
Yeah.
So it gets to the point where I go upstairs just to double check.
Yeah.
And there's nobody up there and the cat's sleeping. I'm like, because I could tell when it's the cat. Because the cat, it's a trot.
And that's the reason why I can't live alone. Like, I need to have someone around all the time. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
Like I could stay the night somewhere where it's alone, but, like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah,
ever,
it's
you know?
Bizarre.
Even though I know, like, there's nothing there. It just, you know.
Like, but, like, they're footsteps. Like, it's not like the cat trotting. And then I'll hear stuff slamming, and I'm like, gosh, what's up there?
I don't know. Too spooky for me.
Glad we ended the podcast on a terrifying note.
Yeah.
But let
that sink in.
Yeah, let that sink in. If you got ghost stories, we want to hear them. You can always email us, crockett@froggy101.com. Do you have an email here?
I do. It's my real name. I don't want to give it out right now.
You don't have a Whitey at Carezy yet?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, send your emails over to me, Crockett@Froggy101.com.
Send us a message on the Facebook page.
Shoot it right here if you've made it the almost full hour. We almost made it a whole hour today.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see the replay feedback if anyone jumps in on this later on.
You know, we're going to be back. We're going to plan on doing this more than just once.
Oh, yeah.
So until we meet again.
Hopefully make it a weekly thing, maybe. I don't know.
It's today's best podcast.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.